I think we can all agree that people have gotten into the habit of being the victim. The whiny, lazy victim mentality. And holy shit, is that getting old. This is Ambitious AF. Ambitious AF. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. Rewind that. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. We said work. No pie in the sky. No ring around the rosy horseshit. No reciting positive affirmations. Throat punching you with real, raw, and straight up grit. We'll give the Care Bear motherfuckers a minute to tune out. Go ahead. Now, let's do it. This is Ambitious AF, and this is Aaron Whitehead.
Community, what's good? You have landed on the Ambitious AF podcast. And guess what? That just so happens to place you smack dab in the middle of the best motherfucking message on the planet. I am Aaron Whitehead. I'm your host, and you should know that I am ambitious as fuck, you guys. If this is your first time listening, welcome. You should know I started the Ambitious AF podcast to give people the tools, the skill sets, and the pathway to the mindset of what it takes to be truly successful in business and in life. This podcast is trying to recalibrate the playing field of what a bunch of Care Bear motherfuckers have completely fucked up, which is our society. Because we live in a society that wants you to believe that everybody's special. Everybody deserves a gold shiny star for showing up. That everybody's entitled to be happy and have self-worth simply because they were born. Guess what? That's just not the fucking truth, guys. And because of this shit pile that these Care Bear motherfuckers have fed to the public for the past few decades, people actually think that gold shiny stars at work is true. And when they step out of the real world, they're shocked when they get throat punched and told to work harder and faster and better. And this podcast is trying to make those corrections and capture people before it's too late. So I guess you could say that the Ambitious AF podcast is an inspirational, entrepreneurial, personal excellence on steroids, stoicism injected right into your veins, cutthroat mindset in your face, take no prisoners, get the fuck out of your own way kind of podcast. Hey, I hope that didn't scare you, because if not, here's what else you should know. I don't charge you money to listen to this content. There is no special fee that you have to pay to gain access to this information. I also don't run ads on this show and fill your ears with a bunch of, hey, this is what you should go buy bullshit. And that means that I am not beholden to any corporations. And that's how you know that this message is clean and authentic. That's how you know this message is for you at all times. And because I don't take sponsorships, this show grows organically, which means I would appreciate if you would recommend this episode and every Ambitious AF episode that speaks directly to you, especially if it gives you value or if it makes you think differently. I ask that you share the show with a friend, with a colleague, or anybody who likes to wake up and kick some ass. So if you listen to these words today and you're like, holy shit, that information will help me change the trajectory in my life or help me or somebody I know in a significant way, then I ask that you share the show. Don't just tag random people on my post and then not follow up with them and tell them what the fuck all of this is about, you guys. That's fucking annoying, okay? It's not Ambitious AF. And those people that you're tagging, they're going to be annoyed for being tagged with no further explanation. So you need to go and take the extra step and go out of your way to talk about the podcast. This podcast has reached the top 100 and top 10 in multiple countries through sheer organic reach, which means people are telling people are telling people, etc., because the information is fucking awesome. So go tell people, and thank you for doing so. I'm releasing this episode on a weekend here in the United States, and it's not just any weekend, it's a holiday weekend. And that means most Americans will be taking the following Monday off from their full-time job. And because they have an extended weekend, they might just be deciding to kick back and do nothing with this time. And when I say nothing, I'm referring to nothing towards your goals and ambitions. Hey, maybe that's you. Maybe you're the person that I'm just referring to. Maybe it's you who has plans to go get drunk at the lake this weekend. Maybe you're currently lying around the house with your hand in a bag of fucking potato chips, not working out, not ingesting personal development literature, not chasing your most ambitious desires, and basically, maybe you're being a Care Bear motherfucker. And surprisingly, guys, that's not what I want to talk to you about today. Well, that's not the main reason. I just wanted to get to those of you who are currently acting like lazy pieces of shit and remind you to not do this, okay? Put the alcohol down. Put the weed down. Get up off the couch and do the Murph or something else that's 10 times more productive than whatever the fuck it is that you're probably doing right now. So, without further ado, let's get into the meat of why you're all here today and why I'm here today. And it's to call out all the Care Bear motherfucker social media gurus who are telling you blatant lies or steering you in a direction that could ultimately be detrimental or catastrophic. And the first lie that you hear on social media is the narrative that tells you to go quit your current job. If you don't like it, do whatever it is that you claim you really would rather be doing with your life. Chasing your why is usually how they describe it. Doesn't that sound sexy and noble and misleading? And this narrative is all over the internet. I know it's on the minds of many of you. I get DMs about this all the time. You guys play the coulda, shoulda, woulda game with me via direct message, asking me to tell you whether you should quit your current job and then go all in on something else. Because you're spending your nights and weekends listening intently to the gurus on social media who are pictured in front of high-end sports cars or some fancy hotel. They're pulling in a salary in 1 month that likely supersedes your annual gross income. They're sitting around making hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions, and then they're telling you, the person with the full-time job, the worker bee, hey, go quit everything that you're currently doing. Go quit, they say. Quit everything, they're declaring on the internet. And I'm here to tell you, it's one of the worst ideas you could take action on, the worst, for multiple reasons. And it probably sounds counterintuitive to you since the contrary is what's being shoved down your throat. In fact, the go quit everything movement makes you believe that if you are currently not doing this, that there's something wrong with you. But here's what I want you to understand. In order for you to pursue whatever purpose or higher calling or why or ambitions that you think is attractive, you will have to do all kinds of things that you currently hate for a really long fucking time. In fact, for you to even have the opportunity that presents itself for you to pursue a different journey or path that you're on right now, you have to do the work required first before that will even happen, which means you're going to have to swim through piles of shit and do all the stuff that you hate to do, like canceling vacations and giving up luxuries that you currently enjoy and working your ass off before you even get to the point of when the opportunity presents itself. What am I talking about here? What's the opportunity? It's when your side hustle reaches a tipping point of when you can make your side hustle your full-time hustle. And usually, by the way, the first time any of this opportunity presents itself, it's not even the real opportunity, okay? It's like, it's the stepping stone. It's a small one. It's not even sexy. It's not attractive. It's not daring. It's not social media worthy. And for you to even get to that point, guys, is gonna take a year or two or longer. So let me be clear here, okay? What am I saying? You have to chase your most ambitious desires alongside, in tandem with your current full-time income stream so that you can make headway with your side hustle. Because wouldn't it be so nice to be able to dip your toes into some endless piles of money that allows you to make careless decisions and quit your job and pursue whatever the fuck it is that you want to pursue super, super deep down that only you know about and do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do? But guess what, guys? The reality is that's not the case for you. And it's not the case for me. And it's not the case for most of the people walking around on the planet. The people who actually start a business from scratch, okay, the people who started with zero, the people who embarked on a journey of purpose and higher calling, and they found their why and they chased their most ambitious desires and are still on that same journey today, understood what the fuck it is that I just said. Most of you are currently employed full-time in some sort of corporate structure that's stable. Others of you are stay-at-home moms living off your husband's salary. Some of you are working part-time and going to school part-time. And then the rest of you fit into some other bucket, which allows you to pay your bills, your monthly nut, and stay afloat. Which means if you want to eventually quit your current income full-time stream or current way of life and pursue something different, okay, with higher meaning and greater difficulty, you have to scrutinize what you're currently doing with the time you're not working at your full-time job, which means during your off time, okay? You have to reallocate all of your money and your time and your attention during the hours that you are not expected to be working full-time at your current employer, and you have to point them toward becoming obsessed with having a tunnel vision that is incessantly focused on whatever the fuck it is that you want to pursue. And then you need to go attack it with relentless ambition, with the understanding that you might have to wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you might have to stay up later at night after everybody else goes to sleep. And maybe you also need to get a second job just to fund this passion project on top of your first job, just to get it up off the ground. And you'll have to cancel vacations and give up your free time. And no, you're not going to like it. It's probably going to piss you off. And guess what? That's the point. Because a lot of you think that getting to do whatever it is that you claim that you love to do or that you wish you would be able to do is going to be the most fun that you've ever had in your life. And I can tell you from experience, it's not. There are plenty of days that I wake up and I want to quit all of it. I don't have the motivation. I don't have the drive. I don't have the desire to make more phone calls or write a post for social media or record more podcasts or practice my keynote speeches or exercise on the daily or read personal development literature or go to sleep early or hear people tell me, no, I don't want a human performance coach at this time. That is exactly what my days look like, by the way. And you sit there and you think that it's easy for me, or you think it's easier for me than you, and it's not. Some days you're going to wake up thinking that, oh, you know what? Today is going to be the most amazing day getting to do what I love, only to find out 8 minutes later that everything's gone to shit and you're going to want to punch everybody in the fucking eyeball. That is the reality that they don't talk about on social media. That doesn't mean that you still won't be in love with whatever your side hustle is or your purpose or your calling or your why or your most ambitious desires. But the reality is you won't love everything that you think you love every moment of every day. It just doesn't work that way. Okay, guys, it just doesn't. And that's the way it is. But that's not what you're told on social media. You're told the opposite. You're told, go quit your job. Quit now. Quit everything. You're told everything will work out in the end. Everything will be okay. You're told that there's something wrong with you if you're not currently pursuing something with higher meaning and greater difficulty full time. You're made to feel guilty. You're made to feel like quitting everything right now in this exact moment is somehow a badge of honor. And I can tell you it's not. It's all bullshit, and none of that is true. In order for you to make this work, you're gonna have to work at a higher and faster pace than you ever have before during every single free moment of the time that you are awake and not working full-time at your current job. And your endurance better be on point so that you can get to the place where you eventually claim that you want to be. which is exactly what the losers don't do, by the way. Let me just point this out. They claim that they want this path so greatly, yet people who lose, they get punched in the mouth one time, or they don't land that one client, or they don't get phone calls returned, or they can't find traction for 1 week. And then they immediately decide to bitch out on themselves. And guess what? Those are the Care Bear motherfuckers who don't have the fucking spine to stick it out. They never did. Yet they talk a real big game on social media, don't they, about how they're going to do all these really great things in life. And when they actually get to taste a sliver of what it takes to actually make it work, they fold. Okay? Your grit will be tested. Your fortitude will be tested. Your self-worth will be tested. Your stamina will be tested. Your ability to take punches to the mouth will be tested. And it feels like shit all the time. And this is what you're going to be up against in order to get to the place where you're even presented with the opportunity to do what you love. And this is getting to another point that I want to make, which is when you enter into the market with your side hustle, okay, when you're at entry level, when you're at the bottom, the amount of people, products, and services and software is at an all-time high. Okay, this is where everybody's at day one or they're at week one. This is also when people are the most excited, right? Because they haven't been punched in the mouth yet. This is exactly when you, along with everybody else, show up with a huge grin on your face and you're like, oh my God, I'm willing to wake up early and I'm willing to stay up late and I'm willing to build my skill set or software or service, okay? I'm going to make a bunch of phone calls and I'm going to send all these emails and I'm going to answer all the emails. I'm going to go to networking events and I'm going to follow up. And guess what, guys? So is everybody else at this phase, okay? It's day one until 30 days goes by. And then 60 days goes by, and then 90 days goes by, and then a year goes by, and 2 years go by. And if you stick it around long enough, you're going to look around, and all of a sudden, what? You notice, hey, I don't see the same people who started alongside me on day one. I don't hear them talking about their grind on social media pages. Why? Because 98% of the people who started in tandem with you on day one decided to quit on themselves. It got too tough. They didn't like the punches to the gut. They got offended when the market told them that their product or service was horseshit. They couldn't take the heat. Well, guess what? Most people can't. And also exactly why you shouldn't go and just quit your job. You don't know what it's like yet to be in the arena. You haven't taken the hits yet. You don't have a frame of reference to even understand where to iterate from. But let's say you've decided to stay in your current full-time job and you made it far enough with your side hustle, let's say 2 years down the road. When you look around, what else do you see? Now it's just you and a handful of others that know what you didn't know in the beginning. You know the punches to the gut are going to come today because guess what? That's what you're expecting. You're ready and you're fired up. Your knowledge base is now on point. You don't even compete on the same level as the this year is going to be my year, new year fucking crowd because you've put in the time. You've been through the salary drought. You've been able to bounce back and iterate and learn from your mistakes. And all those other people didn't even learn from their mistakes. Losers don't build their skill sets. They point fingers at other people as to why their life is shitty and why people like you are lucky. And you know that none of it's true because you weren't stupid in the beginning. You didn't quit your full-time job. You reallocated your free time, your money, your attention, and your focus. You put your head down and you did the work while everybody else is out on the lake partying and slamming alcohol and acting like assholes. You didn't. You know how to chase greater difficulty. You purposefully chase discomfort. You chase frustration. You chase all the shit that everybody else runs from. You are obsessed. You're ambitious. You play in decades now because it's a different playing field with different people. It's who you are. It's how you're built. It's part of your fabric. So guys, I told you all of that to tell you this. A lot of you listening to this right now, look at people who are more successful than you are right now. People who are 3 or 4 or 7 rungs up the ladder from you, and you think that they have some sort of special skill set that you don't have access to or can't build. It is bullshit. These are people, the successful people who chose to spend their time and attention and money and focus on taking action. Over years and years of practice and maintenance and focus and building endurance and the ability to eat shit longer than the rest of you. And guess what? Along the way, they learned some things that you haven't, which is exactly why they are more successful than you. And guess what? You can do everything that they have done. The secret is you need to learn how to stick it out and go the extra mile, because that's what you're not doing. You are quitting on yourself, just like you always have in the past. So what makes you think that suddenly quitting your full-time job and income stream would suddenly bring you radical success? It likely won't. You need to see whether you can extinguish your own start-stop patterns first before you go put your 2 weeks' notice in. And also, if you do choose to take on this journey of greater difficulty and higher meaning, don't be surprised that you don't make it because of the work that you don't do. You have to put in the work and the time and the energy and the focus. And your attention needs to be placed in the right areas, on the right people. And none of that means that you need to quit your current job. It means you have to reallocate what you're currently doing during the hours that you are not expected to be performing in your current full-time role. So go out and do all the shit that you're going to hate doing in order to get your side hustle off the ground. Invite friction into your life where it currently does not exist. Take action on a bullet-pointed list that will bring you closer to your future self, because anything else you're doing is simply a waste of time. So ask yourself every single day when you wake up in the morning, what does my future self require me to work on today? And that answer, it better be substantive. It better hold higher meaning. It better be something other than, I need to put away the clean clothes today. Unless self-discipline around the house is something you lack, which for some of you it is, then yes, building those habits is not just necessary, it's required. And make sure when you go on this journey that you also understand that success can cause people to become lazy. I see this all the time. They let their foot off the gas, okay? They went and they closed a few clients. They landed a few contracts. And then all of a sudden, they aren't as desperate as they once were on day one. So they aren't out in savage mode like they used to be. They aren't doing the basics that they hate. And guess what? People like me come along and crush those fuckers by doing all the shit that I hate doing, because I have built the skill set to execute on the basics. All day, every day, I don't stop. You need to learn how to push through your start-stop patterns first before you quit your day job. You need to be doing this all day, every day, all week, all month, all year, every year. And then what happens? You're going to become educated in your space. You're going to become smarter in your craft because you are willing to fail and you are willing to learn. You are willing to build the skill sets that you didn't have yet or sharpen the ones that were dull. Because I can promise you this, there is nothing more insulting than saying to a person who has spent the past decade or two or three working their fucking ass off to become undeniable in their arena, like an Olympic athlete or an inventor or a prima ballerina, then damn, you are so lucky that you're talented. I want you to think about what a punch to the gut that is, how insulting that comment is. Gee, Aaron, you're so lucky you get to coach all these surgeons and special operations forces guys. You're so lucky you're an entrepreneur. Motherfucker, that could not be further from the truth. All the people you see who are more successful than you had to dig it out of the fucking mud. And when you look at me as successful, know this. I've gotten real good at not making mistakes twice, unlike most people. I've gotten real good at making the decision to take calculated action on the days that I don't feel like it. I'm not any better than any of the other successful people, and I'm not any more talented than any of these other people. Successful people, by the way, they're not talented, okay? They're skilled. They're skilled at perspective. They're skilled at taking actionable steps pointed in the right direction. They're very skilled at their own self-discipline. They're skilled at perseverance and grit and determination. They're skilled at eliminating toxicity from all areas of their life. They're skilled at moving faster toward accepting the hand that they're dealt on that day rather than throwing themselves a poor little pity me party. Okay, most of these successful people, if not all of them, didn't make their side hustle their full-time hustle until they reached a tipping point where they were pulling in more income, significantly more income in their side hustle than their full-time income stream, or they were able to build some sort of homeostasis that allowed them to fully transition into their side hustle full-time, and they were able to test whether or not it was reliable. But I can promise you this, most of these successful people likely had to carry not just one job, but two jobs or even three jobs along with their side hustle for a hell of a lot longer than they originally expected before that tipping point happened or that full transition happened. By the way, your life right now, it's a reflection of the choices that you have or have not made while you've been awake and nothing more. And anything else you tell yourself is bullshit, okay? It's excuses. So quit making excuses. Quit believing your own lies. Quit pointing at other people who are successful and claiming they're just more talented or skilled than you are, or they must have had better circumstances than you, or my favorite, they must have had some fucking magic fairy dust sprinkled on their heads and you didn't. You need to start realizing that your life is a culmination of the decisions that you have or have not made, and that means you actually have the opportunity to show up differently today than you did yesterday and make new decisions, decisions that are different, decisions that will bring you closer to your future self. And if anybody else tells you anything different, they're lying to your face or they're trying to sell you some fucking coaching program, okay? I hear more often than not people telling me that they can't pursue their side hustle because of their circumstances. And I'm telling you that that's fucking bullshit. You just haven't allocated your time, attention, focus, and money properly in order to make room for your side hustle. Anything else you tell yourself when you're sad and alone, okay, by the way, is just a blatant lie. And also, if someone looks at you and tells you that your circumstances are to blame for your life, they're lying to your face. If someone tells you that success is for other people and it's not for you, they're lying to your face. If someone tells you that it's okay to quit on yourself, they're lying to your face. It's not okay. And those people who don't hold you accountable for becoming a better human being are likely the same people who want to sell you their coaching program or their fucking book. Or they're losers themselves who don't want to see you win. So when you see someone who is your age or younger than you, who is more successful than you are, however you define that, it's not because they had some magic fairy dust sprinkled on them or they had a better side hustle idea than you. It's because they've been making better decisions longer than you have. They decided to keep going after being knocked down longer than you have. They interrupted their start-stop patterns and didn't go back to their old toxic behaviors longer than you have. Guys, that's what you have to understand about this concept that I'm talking to you about today. Okay, say yes to your future self and go build the skill sets that you don't have to make your side hustle a reality, or sharpen the ones that are weak and plan to do this for the next decade so you can even get to the point where you come face to face with the tipping point that allows you to take your side hustle to new heights in your life. So, go run around in uncharted terrain, okay? Go feel the solitude of raising your standards. Go get obsessed with playing in decades, because guess what? That's not the exception, it's the rule. And no, not everybody's gonna understand why you've made the decision to reallocate your time, attention, focus, and money on something other than acting like a whore on the weekends downtown or dabbling in recreational drugs and partying on the lake. And you shouldn't expect them to understand either. So the next time somebody talks shit to you about chasing your most ambitious desires, or the next time you're inside a conversation with friends or colleagues who start to argue with you about the smart shit that you say from what you learn here on this show, Don't tell them about the show. Okay, don't share the show with them. They're not going to get it. Instead, I want you to take that energy and go double down on yourself and keep going when you get knocked down. I want you to be able to chase your most ambitious desires. And that's when you're going to make it to the next level and simultaneously learn the lessons that you don't understand yet. And that's when you're going to find, hey guys, I've been here the whole time. I have been cheering you every step of the way. I want you to know that right now I see you. I see your struggles. I see your sacrifices. I see you feeling alone in your thought processes. I see the tears in your pillow at night. I see you giving every ounce of effort to try and build your ultimate life and still questioning your existence. I see you wanting to make your life purposefully harder, chase your most ambitious desires, and make the side hustle your full-time income stream. And all of us on this next level, by the way, we all see you. And even though you can't hear us, I promise you that we are on top of the summit, cheering you every step of the way. So don't send me direct messages about how you worked your ass off for the last 3 months and how nobody was cheering you or helping you out. Okay, that's Care Bear motherfucker talk. Okay, that's nothing. It takes a shit ton of time to do what I'm talking to you about doing. It takes a decade of commitment or longer. It takes determination. It takes endurance. It takes grit. And it takes you showing up every single day with relentless ambition and a level of patience that only those of us obsessed truly understand. It takes a conscious effort to become more valuable in this world, to be better than the next guy, and not just better, but the best motherfucker on the planet in your space, in your arena, every single day. And no, it's not easy. So quit with the mediocre thought processes. Quit looking for the overnight success hack. Put your head down, do the fucking work for the next 10 years, and become the best motherfucker on the planet in whatever it is that you are trying to do. Otherwise, you might as well sit down, warm the bench, shut your fucking mouth, and stay where the hell you are. And guess what? Your life is sure to fucking suck. Just like everybody else walking around this planet, you will not be any different, and you're gonna die with a shit ton of regret. I don't want that for you, okay? It's like, oh, Aaron, you're being so mean. No, I'm not. This is the hard truth. And you want some more hard truth? Because here it comes. Most people hate their lives. They hate their living situation. They hate their car. They hate their spouse. They hate their existence. And they put on a fake smile when they walk out the door in the morning and they try to convince themselves that life isn't that bad. Guess what? It is really fucking bad for you because you keep looking for the shortcut and the hack that doesn't exist. That's why life sucks for you. That's why you can't make your side hustle work. And the only people who win in life are those of us who are willing to do the hard shit in life that we don't want to do when we don't feel like fucking doing it. So get off your ass and handle your shit today. The door of opportunity is wide open for you. You just can't expect anybody to come in and drag your ass right through it, okay? That's it today. That's the message. Community, here's my last closing thought. Pay the dues and share this show with somebody like-minded. And when topics come up around the water cooler, at a holiday party, in a group text, or at a conference, do not be afraid to share what you've learned on this show. There are people right now who are feeling like there is no hope left, and they're standing on the edge of the cliff ready to end it all. They've started to question their purpose in life, and you might just be the person who helps them regain their footing through this podcast by sharing the show. Until next time, community, go give yourself the radical permission to go be ambitious as fuck.
You've been listening to Ambitious AF. If you're still here, that means we're family. Because you don't play the victim card, and you're all about running anyone over who gets in your way. Welcome to the family. Pay your dues for listening. The podcast isn't sponsored, so the growth is organic. So if you learn something new or were inspired, we just ask that you share the show with a friend, a colleague, or anybody else who likes to wake up and kick some ass. We'll see you next time on Ambitious AF. We'll be right back.